protesters in defiance.
You just saw one of the protesters go up there and actually
there's
take a can of that.
Yeah, that are kicking the pepper spray back.
The guy tries to steal a Trump sign from his neighbor's lawn. Watch this. All right, so there's no sound. You can see the guy running on the lawn, trying to steal a sign, gets buzzed. And you get electrocuted when you touch the sign. The homeowner in Washington State was sick of thieves stealing his sign, so he booby trapped it. His neighbor now being charged with trespassing. This is kind of serves him right, though. Look at that.
Look at this creature.
Hey, what are you doing?
Good night.
Stop.
Yep.
Stop.
Goodbye.
What are you
What's
doing?
Up?
What?
What's up? Yeah. You're gonna pepper spray a man that looks like he's about 6'4", 250? Yeah, good luck.
They blocked traffic on a major interstate.
You guys ain't stopping the government. You guys are stopping people from getting home from work. You guys are freaking idiots.
I'm not a Nazi.
What are you doing, man?
Hey!
Oh!
You got a problem? I'm standing here. I don't want to fight, man.
He attacked. Self-defense. Whoa, he's talking
about the FedEx guy. Becoming an overnight online celebrity since this video first appeared of him protecting American blacks from being burned during a protest.
Your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
I'm hearing something. Hold on, are you... This sounds like something in the distance. No, wait, I'm hearing it now. Okay, I've got it now. Okay. Byrne versus Clinton Foundation et al. Plaintiff Gary John Byrne, former Secret Service agent. Defendants. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Clinton Foundation. Media Matters for America. Correct the Record. American Bridge 21st Century. David Brock. William Jefferson Clinton. Hillary Rodham Clinton. George Soros. John Podesta. And the Clinton Global Initiative. Filed on June 15th, 2018 in the District of Columbia District Court. Presiding Judge Paul Friedman. Nature of suit. Racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations. Well, well, well. Isn't that just a nice little ditty? That's like a triple cheeseburger with cheese melting off the sides. And secret sauce and onions. Juicy. Juicy, juicy, juicy. Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves here, even though this is, well, let's just say, it puts a little fire in your soul. But let's not get ahead of ourselves here. We know that these courts are loaded with rigged judges, and we don't know what's going to happen with this. But it's been filed, and if they can get a RICO suit here, which it looks like what they're going after, well, then that's the big enchilada. Because now you've got all of them involved in one case, and if you can charge one of the defendants with the crime, you can charge all the defendants with the crime. And do not tread lightly on the fact that David Brock is in this lawsuit, because David Brock with Media Matters and Correct the Record might be the easiest to pin for money laundering. You've already had independent investigators go out like Andrew Kerr and look at their books. It's all public record. Media Matters and all David Brock's PACs and super PACs, they're all in the same building. And what they do is they funnel money back and forth between each of the super PACs. So they take in a donation, then they funnel it to all the other PACs, and each time they move that money, each time there's a transaction, they take 10% off the top. David Brock, you slick, sly son of a beeswax. So, Byrne versus Clinton Foundation et al., if they get tried in a RICO case and if there's a judge and a jury and a prosecutor that's willing to stand up, that's willing to stick its neck out, that's willing to risk being added to the Clinton body count, then this is going to be huge. So we're going to let that kind of stew and we'll see what happens. Now, I am going to be off tomorrow. I have my sister's wedding this weekend, so I'm not going to be here tomorrow. So I'm going to open up the phone lines the entire third hour. We're going to do nothing but calls the entire third hour. And I'll probably even open up the phone lines actually in the second hour. Outlaw Morgan is going to join me at 3:30. And in the meantime, there's all kinds of news that I can get to here. But isn't it incredible what has happened this week with the children at the border Democrat hoax manufactured news story? Not only how it was a bigger story than perhaps the biggest story ever in American history, which is the treason at the highest levels of government, the DNC and the Clinton campaign colluding with Russia to try to meddle in U.S. elections, the media willingly going along with it, the Democrat Party willingly going along with it. And then when they discovered that, maybe Trump wins, what did we find out? Thanks to declassified information, FBI agents like Peter Stroke, Andrew McCabe, were having meetings to find and discuss an insurance plan to keeping Trump out of the White House. You have FBI agents texting each other back and forth saying, we'll stop him. That's the Democrats, really the globalists, saying they're going to stop you from having an election. They're going to stop you from having a sovereign nation. They're going to stop you from having a democracy. And just to provide a little spice to that, this is from Hunter Pollock. His sister Meadow Pollock died in the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. He tweets this out. Funny how FBI agents are texting about how they can stop our president, but not how they can stop people like the monster who killed my sister. Now, isn't that so true? So here we have FBI agents texting about how they're going to stop the president, rig an election, stop you from having a vote. Meanwhile, you've got Nicholas Cruz, who was ID'd and reported to the FBI multiple times, reported to local law enforcement as many as 70 times. School knew about him. Local law enforcement knew about him. FBI knew about him. Everybody knew about him. He was allowed to purchase firearms. FBI does nothing. Well, maybe now we know why. Maybe now we know why the FBI didn't stop the Florida high school shooting. I guess they were a little too busy trying to stop you from electing President Trump. Wonder if we'll ever have an answer on that. Wonder if the Democrat Party will ever wonder that. And you know what? I want to say this. I won't open up phone lines now because we got Outlaw Morgan coming up. We'll open up the phone lines at 4 o'clock. But I am not just saying this. I am dead serious when I say I want to shut down the FBI, the DOJ, and the CIA. And all the quote unquote rank and file that are good people doing good work, stopping terrorism, stopping child sex trafficking, whatever it is they're doing. You can keep them employed. You just move them to other law enforcement agencies, local law enforcement, state law enforcement, whatever you have to do. The fish rots from the head down. The FBI is rotten. The CIA is rotten. The DOJ is doing nothing. Now, maybe Sessions, some people believe that Sessions is sitting on basically thousands of indictments and all kinds of information that he's just sitting on, and they're just waiting for that to happen. Well, what's he waiting for? Now is the time to strike, but I don't know. So far, I'm not seeing much from the Justice Department. So we're going to get into all that. We're going to take your phone calls. Outlaw Morgan will be joining me. Tyler Nixon will be joining me at 4:30. No Roger Stone today. And then the entire third hour is going to be your phone calls. Yeah, there's the story. Justice Department may have something big in the works, over 9,000 sealed indictments. Well, let's wait and find out. Let's wait and find out what happens to former Secret Service member Gary John Byrne suing the Clinton Foundation and others. If this becomes a RICO case, it's game over. Now, these people, the deep state, the Clintons that are being sued, Comey that's being investigated, all of them and the people that run them want InfoWars shut down. Because we bring you this news. We report this news. Not sitting here bashing Fox News. I don't think it's the worst thing, but they don't tell you this stuff. You're not going to see the lawsuits against the Clintons, okay? You're not going to see it. They're not going to talk about all the child sex trafficking. They're not going to talk about Laura Silsby. We are at InfoWars, and that's why you need to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. So please try out some of the new supplements. You've got ExtendaWise that is now part of the Core Cardio Pack or the Core Cardio Pack Plus or now the Ultra Core Cardio Pack. 15%, 30%, 45% off those packs individually. So check it out at InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support now more than ever.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great But the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We have all these video clips that go along with all the news stories, but there's just so many and there's so much news to cover, and I'm so desperate to take your calls in the third hour that I'm probably not even going to get to these video clips. But I've been sitting on this story all week, and I'm just going to bring it up now before I forget. You may have seen this on social media. You may have heard about this. You may be paying attention to the World Cup. Mexico's goal celebration against Germany causes an earthquake. Now, I believe this was Monday, and Germany, the World Cup, former World Cup champions, reigning World Cup champions, Mexico, soccer team with a lot of excitement behind it, big fan base. Mexico scores a goal, and apparently the fans in Mexico go so crazy after the goal that it has a measurement on the Richter scale. Now, I think that's cool. I grew up loving sports. I cut my teeth in sports media. I was in sports media for, I guess 5 years or so before I came here. And that was one of the things I loved about sports, was just the crowd and the energy of the crowd and the passion and the unity. And I remember sometimes growing up thinking, why do I dedicate all of this time and energy and passion to a sports team that really doesn't deliver anything for me? It's really just a child's game. But it's the instinctual need we have for unity and to just express passion and energy, just to put it out there and to just scream. And then to see other men or whatever doing the physical activities that we'd like to be doing or that we should be doing or whatever. Regardless, this is why I bring up this story. Just like the Mexican soccer fans were so fired up for their soccer team scoring the goal that they caused an earthquake because of their energy, I want that type of energy for freedom. I want that type of energy for truth. I want that type of energy for justice. Can you imagine if we had that same type of passion and energy for justice in this country? I wouldn't be reporting on a lawsuit filed against the Clinton Foundation by former Secret Service Gary Byrne because she'd already be in jail. Do you know what scares tyrants more than anything? A crowd of thousands, if not millions of people so passionate about anything that they literally shake the earth. And that's what the Mexican soccer fans did. Imagine if that same energy, that same focus, that same passion was for truth and justice against liars and tyrants. These people would be hiding in a hole. We wouldn't be dealing with Democrat hoax stories about Trump separating families at the border that they still won't let go of. It doesn't even matter that it's been totally proven wrong. They keep hitting the propaganda because what did Hitler say? Tell a lie 1,000 times, it becomes the truth. But imagine, oh, and now you see why they're so scared. Donald Trump has a rally in Minnesota last night. Tens of thousands of people show up. The actual quote is, tell a lie 1,000 times, it becomes the truth. That's the actual quote. It's been twisted, but it doesn't matter. Trump has rallies where you have tens of thousands of people show up. So many people show up, in fact, you can't even get in. There was a picture last night. The crew might be able to find this. President Trump tweeted it out. Thousands of people outside the arena, because they can't even get in, still want to be there, still want to scream, still are passionate. That energy, when Trump is in an arena speaking and the energy is rocking the place, literally that you can feel it in your bones, just like you can feel it when your favorite athlete hits a home run or scores a touchdown and you're at the game in the playoffs. It's that same energy, but it's something real now. It's something that delivers. That has the globalists urinating themselves. There it is right there. That's from outside the arena, folks. Thousands of people outside the arena. You can go back to St. Louis, March 2016, the famous Aid Skrillex video. I'm outside a Trump rally in St. Louis. The Peabody Arena, which maybe holds 6,000 to 8,000 people, already filled. There's a line that goes a mile around the Scott Trade Center at the time, now the Enterprise Center in St. Louis. So a mile of people lined up to see Trump, can't even get in. Then you have in front of the Peabody Arena, the Peabody Opera House, where I was standing debating with these people. There's the video. Look at all the people out there. So not only did you have thousands of people inside the arena, almost 10,000, thousands of people lined up around the streets, you also had hundreds, if not thousands, of people just mingling in the streets just because they wanted to be there. That's the energy. It's the same energy like you want to be downtown when your team's in the World Series. Except this isn't a child's game. This is real life. This is delivering. This is the future. This is history being made. And so I just wanted to bring that up. And I'm not knocking people that love sports. I grew up loving sports. That's not the point. The point is that if we could take that same energy, that same passion, and apply it to truth and liberty and justice and the future, we wouldn't be dealing with fake news stories. We wouldn't be fighting with each other about what color your skin is or who has it easier or who has it harder. We wouldn't be virtue signaling to decide who's the biggest victim. No, we'd all be on the same course. That's lifting each other up, working hard, doing our best, whatever that means. The crew is pulling up some images from some Trump rallies. There's a a picture for me outside St. Louis. What a day that was. But what I'm seeing is this is happening now. Look at these images from Trump rallies, folks. Tens of thousands of people. I've been to probably more than 10 Trump rallies, and it's always the same thing. The energy is incredible. You can feel it. It penetrates your soul. And it doesn't mean Trump's perfect. It doesn't mean we're perfect. It doesn't mean that this is the answer to all our problems. It means that this is real and that human souls are coming together for a real directive, and the passion and all of the primal instincts to fight for what's right are now being focused and pointed in the right direction. And Trump is just the spearhead. Trump is just the beachhead. Trump is just the momentum. And now he sits in the White House. And it's not Trump that has the globalists freaked out. Trump is just one man. They can kill one man. They can destroy one man. Look at what they've tried to do to him. It's you. It's the tens of thousands of people that show up to the Trump rallies. It's the millions of people that voted for Trump. It's the millions of people around the world that see what Trump is doing and salute him. That's what this is all about. That's why the Democrats run fake news stories about separating families at the border. That's why the Democrats run fake news stories about Trump being racist. That's why the Democrats run fake news stories about Trump colluding with Russia. Because they're dead. Humanity has woken up, so they're dead. That's what's going on, folks. Direct your passion and energy towards truth, towards justice, towards liberty, and you will see the light.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalists. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals, including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go, and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And we are in a war for free speech right now, ladies and gentlemen. Not only InfoWars here, but any outlets out there that want to talk about Jesus. It's now being revealed that apparently MTV or whoever was broadcasting Chris Pratt's speech cut out most of it because he was talking about God and Jesus. I have to admit, I was skeptical of this. Even talking to some of the guys around here, I was like, I don't know if I want to report on that. Could have been a camera glitch. Could have been this. It's just, you learn once you've done this so long that you just, unless you're totally sure on something, it's tough to report on it because you can end up being proved wrong and then you just can't take it back. But, apparently that speech gets cut. Conservatives being banned on YouTube. Gun activists being banned on YouTube and Facebook and the like, InfoWars under attack, and Outlaw Morgan, who I'm sure many of our audience is familiar with, famous for all the videos he's put on Facebook, and now he's banned, and now you can't watch him on Facebook anymore. How dare he be pro-America, pro-Trump? So Outlaw Morgan joins us. So what is the case here, Outlaw Morgan? Why did Facebook decide to shut you down? I know that they've censored you before and blocked you before, but you've always come back. But now, is it a permanent deal? Have they permanently kicked you off? What is the case?
Oh, this is the real deal, man. This is listen, here's the thing. I consider myself to be an offensive figure. Darren said it best. I have truth Tourette's. So, and I am America first. I'm pro-America. I would like to consider myself a patriot through and through, constitutionalist. And it's true. I do at times have some vulgarity. I mean, I have a potty mouth. I'm kind of like the equivalent of somebody hanging out at a bar when I speak to people because I'm a real life human being. Doesn't mean that I lack intellect or debating skills of any fashion. However, my page, I think I am the victim of basically people that have shared me into groups and then those groups go back and start reporting my page. We know that Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter are made up of code and algorithms and bots and things of this nature. So I think what happened is all these people just come over and they start reporting stuff. The algorithm picks it up and then, you get banned. But now this is different because I'm not banned. My page has actually been unpublished. A little later, there was a button up top provided where I could appeal the page or appeal the decision. I'm sorry. And, next thing I know today, the page, I can't even find the page anymore. So even though the page was unpublished, I was capable of seeing it. But I couldn't add anything to it, delete anything. I couldn't do anything with the page. And the next thing you know, the page is gone. I can't even find it anymore. It was at one point where people couldn't see it and I could, but now I can't even see it. So it's gone. It's done. So this is the direct result of it could be the midterm elections coming up. I was approaching 1 million followers, and I was approaching them fast. My analytics were exploding. I literally probably gained like 14,000 followers within a matter of a couple of days. So, I mean, you know, somewhere out there, people were relating to what I was saying. And basically my message is simple. I'm pro-constitution. I don't want anybody telling me how to live, which means I'm anti-liberal because that's well,
and
what yeah, they-
And let's be clear here. So you're a little rough around the edges. Okay, so what? There's plenty of people that are rough around the edges. Look at what the liberal humor is with Samantha Bee and Kathy Griffin and all this. They don't get banned. I mean, even Howard Stern, do they ban Howard Stern from Facebook? I don't think so. But let's keep this in mind. You talk about, you know, you're growing new supporters every day, more people following you. Those are actual real people. The people that go in and complain and challenge your, you know, channel or file a report or whatever, those are usually bots. So yep. It's amazing how they can rig the whole thing. But I'm actually going to, I'm going to use this opportunity to actually insert a little humor here. Not that this isn't a serious story, but there is a humorous element to that. There's a story that surfaced, and everybody knows this that's tried to get off Facebook. When you try to get off Facebook, they won't let you. They literally will not let you try to get off Facebook. You have to jump through rings of fire for like 2 weeks just to remove yourself and all of your data from Facebook. I just realized the solution. If you want to get off Facebook, just go to a video that's pro-Trump. Go to a video that's pro-God, pro-guns. They'll erase you the next day. That's the solution. You've just provided everybody who wants to get off Facebook the solution, Outlaw Morgan. Just be pro-America, do a bunch of videos, get uberly popular, and then they'll kick you right off. It's brilliant.
Yeah, that's pretty much. But I'll tell you this one. In a way, it's kind of a bittersweet ordeal for me because, honestly, I hate social media. I hate Facebook. I think Facebook is the most depressing platform on the planet. I think if you're depressed and you want to get even worse and contemplate, you know, ending your life, go to Facebook and just keep swiping around and see how depressed you get. It doesn't take long. I'm actually a pretty happy person by nature, and I could go to Facebook for maybe 5 minutes under, and I'm livid. I'm hot. I'm mad. You know what I mean? So it's kind of a
bittersweet. Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I don't even know if I want it back, dude. I mean, if they give it back, fine. But if they don't, I've actually started moving over to YouTube. And I get that all of these platforms are tainted. But the one thing about YouTube is I can actually have a little more fun over there. I've done live shows where we've talked about things that literally got me banned live on Facebook on YouTube and nothing happened. So, I mean, they're a little more lenient on YouTube than they are on Facebook for sure.
Well, we just got back our YouTube channel, the ability to go live. So like I said, I mean, we all deal with this stuff, but I'm the same way. I mean, I got off Facebook, I think 5 years ago or something. It just didn't do it for me. I don't really do the Twitter anymore. It's the same thing. I mean, what? Okay. So now someone gets a Twitter account and they reply to a Trump tweet and they think that, you know, now all of a sudden they're changing things. You know, I'm an activist now. Woo! And it's like, no, man, you know, put down your phone. I'll at least give credit to the people that go out and protest Trump. I mean, I may not think too much of them, but at least they go out on the streets and do it. They don't just sit behind a keyboard. I mean, I guess there's something to be said about that.
Yeah. No, I say it all the time, man. I've even joked on the right side of things where I say, you know, fighting tyranny is not sharing a video or posting a status or sharing an article like that. You're not fighting tyranny by doing that. Like I literally had people attack me and say, well, you're not fighting tyranny. I'm out here fighting tyranny. And I blew gaskets. I was like, bro, you're not fighting tyranny. You know what I mean? Like you're really not. You're on the internet. Clicking mouse doesn't equal fighting tyranny. We're sharing information. We're bringing awareness and that's cool, but don't claim that you're fighting tyranny by doing that. Tyranny is usually being fought out of the end of a barrel of a gun. You know what I mean?
I think that there's something to be said about that. I think that you can in some way, shape, or form fight tyranny. I mean, for example, you know, your videos get banned on Facebook. So I would say if you want to fight the tyranny of Facebook, you go share those videos more. You share them on whatever social. But you can't – I agree with you in part because you do I believe you do have to take it to a next level. There needs to be street activism as well. There's only so much you can accomplish on the internet and on social media because the attention spans are so quick that whatever you absorb is probably going to be forgotten 90 seconds later. But in the physical realm, it's a different story.
You know what's funny is that you say that about attention spans. You're absolutely right. Because you know what was funny? I shouldn't say funny. I don't mean this is like, you know, I don't want to make fun of this situation or drag this out. But so many people were upset about the border situation where people were being separated from their children, et cetera, even though they didn't care a couple weeks ago. And then the rapper XXXTentacion or whatever passed away. And it was like I could tell people were struggling to figure out where they wanted to go direction wise. Like all of a sudden it was less of the child abandonment issue at the border or whatever the case is. And it was more of that. And it's like we have the attention spans of goldfish and it is blatant. And I even said it on a video I uploaded to YouTube a few minutes ago. Give it 2 or 3 days and nobody's going to talk about children being separated from either coyotes or their parents at the border. They'll forget all about it because there's going to be new things coming down the pipe and they can't hold on to these thoughts. It's impossible. You know, another thing, too, I want to bring up right quick, though, is I find it odd that, you know, everybody gets livid at Trump about this situation with the border and being separated from the parents or the coyotes or whatever they are. But they don't get mad at Chuck Schumer. They don't get mad at Nancy Pelosi. They don't get mad at the Democratic Party and the Congress members who actually create these laws or block these laws from creating better situations. And then Trump turns around and signs an executive bill, right? And it's not good enough. But why are we mad at Trump? I should ask the liberals, why are you mad at Trump? Why aren't you taking it out on Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or anybody?
Well, I gotta say, I think that this has severely backfired, to be honest with you, Outlaw, because there's plenty of fair-minded liberals out there that may or may not like Trump, but they aren't total idiots, and they still get offended when people try to lie to them. And the lies about Trump separating the families at the border are so egregious and so easily disproven and then so easily reverted back to Obama, I think they've been totally exposed here. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant on product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
I saw Outlaw Morgan getting down to the Rolling Stones. I saw that. That's just good stuff, man. I've always said, hey, if you don't like the Rolling Stones or the Red Hot Chili Peppers, I just don't know. I'm curious. I'm just curious about you. But no, I digress. So here's the thing. Outlaw Morgan gets banned on Facebook. Why? Well, okay. Well, he's a potty mouth. He's this, that. We had to report him. Okay. Well, do you report all the other people that are on social media with quote unquote potty mouths? I mean, give me a break. It's obviously for his political message, but we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, they told us they were going to do this. Facebook told us they were going to do this. Twitter told us they were going to do this. YouTube told us they were going to do this. We have undercover video of them admitting this from Project Veritas. More to come. I'll leave it at that. Now, you've got the ACLU. Leaked internal memo reveals the ACLU is wavering on free speech. I quote from the memo, "Our defense of free speech may have a greater or lesser harmful impact on the equality and justice work to which we are also committed." So do you hear that, Outlaw Morgan? The ACLU, the non-American Civil Liberties Union, is no longer going to protect free speech. So they're finally admitting they're not about American civil rights. They're not even about America anymore. And they're not going to stand up for your right to free speech. So I just wanted you, I know you're shocked that the ACLU is not going to stand up for your right to free speech. I just wanted to let you know in case you try to reach out to the ACLU, they're going to turn the other ear.
Yeah, I'm devastated. I couldn't imagine that they would actually try to stick up for me. But here's the funny thing. I do have a political message, but underlying of all of the political messages I've ever had in my existence on Facebook was just to think for yourself. You know what I mean? I encourage people not to have labels. Don't be a label. Don't get boxed in. Don't be a Republican. Don't be a conservative. Don't be a liberal. Don't be a Democrat. Just be an American citizen and use your sensors. Use your ability to read between the lines and see the things for what they are and think for yourself and don't go along with the hive. It's okay if they bully you. There's going to be turbulence. Stand up for yourself. Believe in yourself and believe in your message and believe in what you stand for. And don't be afraid to do it. Now, here's another thing I want to point out, though. I get taken down because I'm offensive. I'm deemed offensive. You know what I mean? I hurt people's feelings with reality, by the way. And but it's okay for somebody like Peter Fonda to go out there and say the things that he said. You know what I mean? About Barron Trump or whatever. And now they're coming after Chloe or whatever. And it's like, these things are fine because they have blue verification badges beside their names. It's allowed. But since I'm actually the person that stands up against those kind of people, I'm the person that actually stands up against political correctness. I'm the one that actually encourages others to think for themselves. I'm a problem. You know what I mean? Like I tend to forget that I'm actually political. I don't think
But hold on a second. Let's put this in perspective here because what you're saying is so key, but there's a larger picture here. This is why it's so frustrating when people say, "Oh, Alex Jones is fake news. He thinks the frogs are gay." Well, okay. Mm-hmm. First of all, that's a real news story, but whatever. Okay. Fine. Okay. Say that's fake news. Oh, look at what Alex Jones said about Sandy Hook. It's like, well, you don't even know what he said about Sandy Hook. But again, okay, so they attack us on those two minute issues. I mean, when it really comes to the big scheme of things, What is Alex Jones saying about frogs that is really going to negatively impact the world? What is Alex Jones having an open discussion with other people about what happened at Sandy Hook and what the agenda is? You know, where is the big crime in that? But meanwhile, this is the bigger picture. This is why it's so upsetting. They can lie about weapons of mass destruction and send us to war in the mainstream media. They can lie in the Gulf of Tonkin about what happened in the Gulf of Tonkin to send us to war. Okay, now let's bring it modern day. They can tell you Trump is separating families at the borders. They can tell you Trump is caging kids at the border. You can have the Peter Fonda say lock Barron Trump in a cage with the pedophiles. So what is this? You have the Associated Press saying Ivanka Trump, the self-styled force for good, remained silent for days about the crisis at the border. A moral crisis has Ivanka Trump out of sight. Time magazine prints the headline with Trump standing over the crying girl, which, by the way, I got a little intel about that situation. That whole thing could be fraudulent. I'm going to let that stew right there. A reckoning after Trump's border separation policy. What kind of country are we? And so they create this fake news story. They all roll with it. Then what happens? Three men in the last 3 days have been arrested for direct death threats to Republicans and President Trump. Okay? You have Peter Fonda say that Barron Trump needs to be locked in a cage with pedophiles. So here's the Democrats literally trying to incite a civil war, literally trying to send their Manchurian candidates out there to attack Republicans, attack Trump supporters, say that they're Nazis, they're Hitler, they're white supremacists, they want to lock kids in a cage, the biggest lies ever to start a civil war, and they get to operate freely. Oh, they're just doing what's right and what's good. No, they're lying, and they're trying to start a civil war. That's what bothers me about this. Whatever Outlaw Morgan did a video on that offended you is not going to start a civil war. It might make you think, but I guess that's the crime, isn't it, Outlaw Morgan? You're making people think. I guess that is really the crime.
Well, then, you know what? I think it's a fair assumption to say then InfoWars, your crime is that you actually stand up to the corrupted media system. Because let's face it, one of the things that should actually terrify most people in our society is the fact that the media can literally flashcard kids right now, flashcard the Democrats, flashcard the liberals and say, look at this. Look at this. And the next thing you know, everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got a feeling. Look, the media is great at this, dude. If there is no chaos, they're going to create it. That's what they do. They literally pull these things out of thin air. That's how they can use photos from 2014 that was performed under the Obama administration and try to pin it on Trump. I mean, it's the biggest facade that you've ever seen being pulled off. And the fact that it's so easy just to, like, the media can literally just hold it up and say, look at this. Look at this. And everybody's like, oh, my God, and start to explode and have an aneurysms blaming it on Trump. When it's been done far before Trump, it was Clinton, it was Obama. I mean, this has been going on since what, 1997, I think it was, that they've had the same policies in place. And now
there's
Trump.
A bunch of different laws that you can cite. You could even go back to the 70s. You could even go back. I mean, Alex was talking about today. I mean, go back to Ellis Island. I mean, they held people in Ellis Island for months, you know, so it's really a policy that's been going on. And just as kind of a troll question, but I mean, honestly, like, do you think that the Native Americans of this country kind of wish they had a strong border? I mean, you know, too soon?
Or maybe guns, you know, because the truth of that matter is everybody wants to make it sound like they were sitting around smoking peace pipes and having a great time. But truth is we came into a situation where everybody was already at war with everybody else. And all we did is we showed up with guns.
I'm not trying to distract. The truth of the matter is most of the Native Americans died from the diseases that the Europeans brought over here that they weren't used to. And then a lot of them died actually from alcohol too, that they weren't used to, whiskey. And then there was bloody wars and stuff. But I'm just making a point that having a border is common sense. And when you don't have a border, you can be overrun and then die out. So that's really the point that I'm making here. It's not to, you know, go off on some history tangent, but this is what the Mockingbird Press does. I mean, this is literally the CIA run Mockingbird Press that the people don't understand exist. I mean, that's the key. And I don't know about you. For me, what got me to change from sports to politics was literally the fake media. That was it. I never had political leanings. I hated politics. In fact, I still hate politics, if I'm being perfectly honest, just like you say you hate social media. It was the fake media. It was the television news that I knew was lying. It was the television news that I knew was not telling the whole story That's what spurred me to do this. I mean, literally to just, like you said, to counterpunch against their narratives and against their lies.
Yeah, and it needs to be done. And I mean, honestly, you know, even people that aren't connected to a network such as InfoWars or CRTV or any of these networks, there's tons of people such as myself that have been out there for the past few years that have actually been combating it as well. Because, I mean, anybody with, you know, half a brain can see what's really going on here. Anybody that understands Operation Mockingbird, because I caught that, they know exactly what we're up against. And again, Trump was doing so well. His ratings were so high. And everybody, even including liberals, were starting to kind of grow fond of him. Just a hair, just maybe a smidgen, just a little bit. And then what did the media do? They had to find a way to turn around and throw something else into, you know, more gas onto the fire. And that's what they've done. So it's important that people like me exist, even though Facebook said, nah, that's cool. We don't need you. But, you know, and again, I find it funny that I'm deemed offensive. I hurt Snowflake's feelings. I melt their, you know, I pop the bubble to their false utopia. But then again, they're allowed to call for the assassination of people, murdering people, and et cetera. So I don't know who's more offensive.
You know, when is Facebook going to block CNN and MSNBC or even Fox News that report lies about weapons of mass destruction, ships being sunk in the Gulf of Tonkin? I mean, those lies led to wars. I don't think Outlaw Morgan ever started any wars, Facebook, but that's neither here nor there. Outlaw Morgan made people think, he injected a little reality, maybe rough around the edges, but you know what? That's what you need sometimes. Outlaw Morgan, thank you for joining us. You can find him at outlawmorgan.com, ladies and gentlemen. Support him there because they removed him from Facebook. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Roger Stone, my co-host, normally joins me right now, but he has been burning the candle at both ends here. doing television interviews, promoting his book, Stone's Rules, which is available at InfoWarsStore.com. So he's unable to join us today, but he has been doing the rounds on other media outlets, including Sean Hannity last night. So let's go to this clip of our own Roger Stone on Sean Hannity last night.
And then as I read it, and I talked to Michael Caputo about it, why don't you just tell us? So you met with some guy that said he had dirt on Hillary.
Michael Caputo contacted me, and he said that he had been contacted by a man using an alias, as it turns out, Henry Greenberg, who had information that he said would be of great value to the Trump campaign. I met with him, and it turned out
that he wanted... By the way, this is important. Every congresswoman would take the call if they got that call. Oh, we got info on your op research on your opponent.
Well, and in a presidential year, I mean, I was writing a book, The Making of the President. I was starring in a Netflix documentary. I was appearing once a day on InfoWars, where we're fighting a terrific war against net censorship. But I took the meeting, and Henry Greenberg turns out to be an FBI informant of Russian descent who's been admitted to the country 9 times on informant visas, who is a violent felon who otherwise could not be in the country. And then he tries to entrap me, but he gives away the game when he says he wants $2 million for negative information on Hillary. When I tell him I don't have $2 million, he says it's not your money I want. It's Donald Trump's money.
So there's Roger Stone last night on Hannity. You know, I don't know why it just hit me in this break or in this segment listening to that. I guess combined with Alex Jones today talking about the Joe Rogan situation. The reason why it really honestly comes down to this. The reason why people don't want to be associated with InfoWars, the reason why people are so afraid to be associated with InfoWars is they see that we are literally the main target. They see that we are literally the bullseye when it comes to shut them down, lie about them, dehumanize them. That's why I'm pretty sure still to this day, if you search Alex Jones on YouTube or Google, first story that pops up is Sandy Hook denier or Megyn Kelly grills Alex Jones on Sandy Hook denial. So there's this fake narrative about Alex out there to dehumanize him and then to make us the untouchables. And so anyone in media now that thinks they're coming up, that thinks they're about to make their big come up, is scared to death to be associated with InfoWars because it's like, oh, it could ruin me if I'm only associated with InfoWars. Do you not see the precedent that is setting? That should be what you're fighting against. And I'm not trying to attack anyone here. That's not my point. I wish that all sides would come together on this issue. It's just, I don't know why. Because I like it. I like being the black sheep, to be honest. I'm glad I don't go on Fox News. If I went on Fox News, I'd probably pull some stunt like Alex did and make some scene like he did on Piers Morgan. Because that's what you have to do to wake these people up. Because people... The average audience that watches Fox News probably only watches Fox News and is in the minutia of Fox News. The same thing every day. They're never going to tell you about the secret life extension technology. They're never going to tell you about the secret history that they're hiding at the Vatican. They're never going to tell you about Building 7 that fell on September 11, 2001. They're never going to tell you about the fluoride in the water. They're never going to tell you about all the other poison in the water. No! We need to stay PC. I want to be next up. I want to be big in the media. I don't want to associate with Alex.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
scared of Alex Jones, you wuss? Of course, the truth is, it's not Alex Jones that they're afraid of. It's the establishment that they're afraid of.
Oh my gosh. If I'm associated with InfoWars and Alex Jones, yeah, I might never get on Fox News. I might never get a book deal. I might never make it in the media. Oh my gosh. It's all about me. It's all about me. I have to be big.
No, don't you see? If you let them intimidate you out of associating with Alex Jones, you have just allowed them to intimidate you out of your free speech. But I'm not complaining. I love being the black sheep of the media. I love the fact they consider us untouchable. Good! Good! Keep InfoWars like a buried treasure in the desert that you don't mention, you don't speak of, you don't cross plug. Just keep us buried out there in the desert. That way, when people are out looking in the desert and they uncover us, they discover this massive treasure trove. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, I digress. I'm all over the place today. It's Friday for me. I am out tomorrow. My sister's wedding is this weekend. I know that some of the family listens, including her fiance, Greg. I love you guys. Congratulations. We'll see you soon. I now want to open up the phone lines, and I'm going to keep them open. We're going to take your calls in the next segment. Then Tyler Nixon joins us, and then we're going to take your calls the entire third hour. So just be patient. I will get to you. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. There's the number right there. Now, I'll take your calls on everything. We'll treat it like an open line Friday type of situation, even though it's Thursday. But specifically, because I'm still, to this day, the only one that is crazy enough to say this, I've never heard anyone else say this, so I want to get the audience's take on this. Am I crazy? Am I out of line? But should we shut down the FBI, the CIA, and the DOJ? Or at least just the FBI. We can just leave it at that. But what do you think? Am I crazy? Am I out of touch? Am I off the rocker on this one? We can't shut them down. Or maybe just shut down the FBI, keep the CIA, keep the DOJ. Or what do you think about that? Am I out of line with this? Is there something to it? Again, to explain, I say shut them down and then you can keep the quote unquote rank and file. You move them to other law enforcement, state or local law enforcement. But that's what I think. So we're going to go to your calls here in a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, I have just been handed some new specials. So not only do we have a new product at InfoWarsStore.com, Extendawise, we have just launched new specials, Immune Gargle All Sizes Combo and Alexapure 25% off and Extendawise 35% off. So what we're doing it now is we're pairing up all sizes of our incredible Immune Gargle formula and cutting the price in half. So 50% off all Immune Gargle sizes right now. That is the combo. So you get every size of the Immune Gargle at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 50% off right now. I use the Immune Gargle. In fact, you see, I keep this bottle of Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle at the desk. I tend to raise my voice a lot. It's actually a problem I have. I wish I wasn't so loud, to be honest with you, but maybe I'll end up sounding like Alex one day. Hopefully not with my voice gravelly, but I tend to yell a lot, so my throat gets scratchy and dry and itchy. So what I do is I hit the Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. And then that silver, that colloidal silver provides a little relief to my ailing throat because I'm a loudmouth. So if you're a loudmouth like me, you can use the Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle spray and it's very convenient. Also, it's good to use, I get blisters a lot on my feet from playing basketball. Sometimes I actually will pour the entire colloidal silver thing into a bowl and stick my entire foot in it. Maybe I'm being a little graphic. The point is, this stuff really works. So give it a try for yourself. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Then you have the Alexapure products. Now, I just got a water filter from InfoWarsStore.com. I've been using different water filters and I just decided to get my own from InfoWarsStore.com. I waited way too long. In fact, we should probably go out on the street and we could do that, like one of those like old infomercial type things. And I could set down a cup of tap water and then a cup of water from the Alexapure water filter And I guarantee you, everybody will be able to tell the difference. The water, the taste is so pure. When you drink out of these water filters from InfoWarsStore.com, you will notice the difference immediately, folks. I couldn't believe it. Even from the filtered water I was already drinking from the store that I'd become loyal to, this was better. Because for me, it was like, I didn't even want to see the tap water going into the water filter, knowing that that water came from the tap. But then you set up the water filter, you see how serious it is, you see how amazing the filtration system is, and then you taste it, and it's just a game changer, folks. And if you're cooking with tap water, you may want to look into that. Boiling tap water can actually concentrate the fluoride. So you need to be cooking with pure water too. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a water filter. Get an air filter. The Alexa Pure products are 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'll tell you what. The phone lines are already lighting up. Let me just hit some of this news, and then I'll get to your stories on the or your calls on the other side. But please be patient today. Tyler Nixon's joining me. I promise the entire third hour. I want to get to Gabriel in Brazil. Unless he's back in Brazil, I believe he's in Texas. But I'm going to hear from Gabriel. It'll be nice to speak to him again. Sam. It'll be good to hear from him. Preston, my friend, it'll be good to hear from you as well. And then Brian and Jason, we'll get to all your calls. But let me just hit something or a couple things real quick. Now, Rob Schneider, I'm a big fan of Rob Schneider. He's got a tremendous show on Netflix called Real Rob, one of the best sitcoms that's come out in a long time. And Rob is a liberal and left-leaning, but he's reasonable, he's logical, and the political jokes he makes, even though they're, you know, left-leaning, liberal tinge, they're still funny because they're real, they're based in reality, they don't take cheap shots, and I appreciate them. And that's why I've enjoyed Rob Schneider so much because, see, here's the thing about America. You need a right wing and a left wing in order to fly forward, and they both have to be strong. Well, right now the left wing is broke and snapped in half and like doesn't even know what's going on. So we're kind of spinning in circles. So it was nice when you see people like Rob Schneider that's left wing but strong and goes forward. And so I've always appreciated him. But then he went a little sour yesterday and he tweets this out, guys. Pull this up if you can on Twitter. He tweets out this graphic, which is Trump at an internment camp, you know, a cage type situation, and it says Japanese internment camp, and he crosses out Japanese and puts immigrant there, and then the quote is under new management. Now, I was really upset to see Rob Schneider going along with this fake news story that's starting a civil war or could start a civil war because he's never done that. He's always been reasonable and fair when it comes to this stuff. But he got lambasted. In fact, there was not one reply to this that I saw that agreed with him. Now, I know that Rob has a special on Netflix, and everyone that I've seen that has a special on Netflix has to come out and be anti-Trump in some way, shape, or form. I'm just assuming that's par for the course if you want a Netflix deal, now working with Obama. But the only reason I'm saying this is not to attack Rob Schneider. I think maybe he was forced to do this. Maybe we're missing his humor here. To me, it's just going along with the big fake news hoax that's not good for America. But his audience, which is mostly liberals, didn't think that this was a good tweet by him. So we'll see how that goes. All right. Just real quick. Not only is Gary John Byrne, former Secret Service agent, suing the Clinton Foundation, Media Matters, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, the Clinton Initiative, John Podesta, David Brock, the list goes on and on. The Southern Poverty Law Center is also getting sued right now because of all the people they listed as extremists. Oh, but guess what we just found out about the nonprofit Southern Poverty Law Center? $90 million offshore. $90 million from the nonprofit Southern Poverty Law Center.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I work for the FBI. I'm gonna stop you from electing Donald Trump. Someone is threatening to shoot up a school in Florida? Don't worry, we'll stop that president from being elected. So, we go out to the phone lines in this segment. Again, my question leading into this is, do you agree with me that we should shut down the FBI, the CIA, or even the DOJ? And again, the side issue is that I'm not saying unemploy hundreds of thousands of people. I'm saying delegate them to state, local law enforcement, whatever the case may be. They can continue stopping terrorism or stopping child trafficking. That's fine. But
the heads of these organizations are corrupted and rotted, and it's time to just shut them down, in my opinion. But we'll hear from you in a second. I do want to correct the record on something. I was speaking to Roger about this morning. It was not Judge Kimball Wood that sent Paul Manafort to jail. It was actually Judge Amy Berman Jackson. Guys, will you pull up actually Amy Berman Jackson? Now, Judge Wood is also involved in some of this stuff too. That's an Obama appointee. She's corrupt as the day is long. But there's Amy Berman Jackson, another Obama appointee, another Harvard Law graduate. So they all come from the same place. This is the deep state swamp, and they're basically just forcing Paul Manafort to sit in jail for, again, alleged attempting, fill in the blank after that, alleged attempting should never land you in jail, folks. That is obscene. Paul Manafort sits in jail, and the judges are not even allowing him to fight this. It's really sick. He's a political prisoner. Tommy Robinson is a political prisoner. Schaefer Cox is a political prisoner. It's sad that we aren't all in the streets beating down the doors of these jail cells to have these people released. Honestly, that's what we should be doing, but I guess I'm a hypocrite. All right, let's go out to the phone lines now. Let's go to Brian. Now, this is interesting. Brian calls in off topic, so we'll let it slide, Brian, but apparently you got kicked out of the gym for being a Trump supporter. I got to hear this one.
Yeah, first of all, I agree with you on the FBI, DOJ, and all that. They've gone rogue, and we need to get the top players out of there for sure. So I've been going to this gym for 4 months now. Every other day I've been working out, and never had a problem. Well, last week when North Korea, or whatever week it was, when North Korea and Trump made peace, I walked in there and I told a friend about it. I said, isn't that great? And so they all betted on nuclear war and we made peace. And that was it. Well, next time I'm there, I'm getting called into her office. And she calls the other guy that she hired a couple weeks ago, and we sit down, and she tells me, I'm not allowed to talk about Jesus, politics, and especially Trump.
Wait, hold on. This is the gym manager?
Yeah, and mind you, it is on tribal land. It's the Muckleshoot tribe in Washington, and she is a white woman, 40-something, I'm not sure her age, but older white woman. And I looked at her and I said, you do know we're in America, right? And she goes, well, you're on Indian reservation, and the rules are a little different here. And basically goes on to tell me that I can't really talk because the gym is where people escape, and they go there and they want silence. And I was thinking of people.
Oh, you mean just like sports where they're allowed to hate Donald Trump?
Right. And I was thinking, why don't people wear earbuds? And I told her, I said, what most upsets me is that if somebody has a problem with what I'm talking about or a problem with me, period, they can confront me as a human being. I'm not an evil, mad, mean person.
But here's the thing, Brian. This can be so proven. This phony gym manager can be proven as such a phony. If you went in there and started hating Trump, she wouldn't tell you to shut up.
Exactly. Just like the explicit music that's always being played. She doesn't say anything about
You know what? You know what? I'm serious about this. Because you're not the first person to be kicked out of a gym for this, actually. We had Jesse Peterson on. He got kicked out of the gym for wearing a Trump hat. You know, I think maybe we need to start an initiative here. I'm dead serious. I go to the gym 5 days a week. And I actually, in St. Louis, a couple times I wore a Trump shirt to the gym. And I actually got more love than hate. But things honestly are a little more tame in St. Louis than they are here in Texas, in liberal Austin. But maybe we should start an initiative. Maybe all the MAGA patriots that go to the gym every day should start wearing Trump gear to the gym every day, just as like a street activism campaign. Because it's ridiculous. Why can't I wear a Trump hat out and have free speech anymore? Why can't you wear a Trump shirt to the gym without a bunch of people staring at you like a three-headed snake? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Why can't you talk? Why can't you have a private conversation without being attacked about?
Yeah. You know, and I understand it. Yeah, you want to get an escape. It's a touchy thing, but it's like, look, oh, you don't want to talk about politics. Well, why? Because it's real and you're afraid of real. Mm-hmm. That's what it comes down to, Brian. Hey, thank you so much for the call. I got to jump. We got other holdings. Let's go over to Sam calling in from Texas. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Owen, I didn't hear the start. Man, the words colony and colonize come from the word Cologne, which is the Spanish form of the name of Christopher Columbus. So when we're talking about people coming to America with guns and rampaging, that was the Latin experiment under Christopher Columbus. Something completely different happened in North America with the Pilgrims. That was only 19 men. And by the time they got communication back to King James, they had made allies.
All right, Sam, I'm sorry, Sam. I love you, but you're throwing me off today. I'm asking people, do you think we should shut down the FBI, the CIA, and the DOJ? That's the bent I'm on right now. What do you think?
Too late, buddy. It's too late for that. We have to let the wars play out. Trump is right to allow America to wake up.
But hasn't it already kind of played out? I mean, the FBI and the CIA have been totally exposed here.
We got to lock a lot of people up.
I agree with that.
He's trying to not crash the dollar, too. You want to put agencies together. The Fed is the biggest duck in the pond. And he can't just abolish that. The dollar will crash. He's trying to ride the wave close to the beach as he can. And that is the Fed. That is the FBI. That is the DOJ. It's all of those together. But we got to lock some people up, man. Let's talk about those sealed indictments. 9,000 sealed indictments. Let's rock that straight to the courthouse. And let's enforce those at every level. We shouldn't
Here's what I'm thinking about these alleged indictments, because I try to war game these things out. And if you're President Trump, everything he does seems to be so thought out. It's like a chess game for him. I wouldn't even bring, honestly, it sucks to say this because it's going to drive us crazy, but I probably wouldn't even bring those indictments out until my second term, because you'll have so much more ability to operate freely in your second term because you can't get reelected. You know what I'm saying?
It would be nice, but what if Mexico blows sky high? You want to talk about a Mexican standoff? That's brewing right there. We have got enemies knocking at the door.
No. Mexico, I don't think Mexico's that really. Mexico's got their own issues, okay? Mexico can deal. They got 115 people that have been shot running for office in this upcoming election cycle. I mean, I don't really think that they're really thinking too much about America other than that we're having a border now.
The whole plan is to have a failed state in Mexico to make it just like Syria and ISIS, only in the Americas.
Well, which, by the way, I've got the tweet here. Nikki Haley talking about attacking Syria again on Twitter. So they're trying to go back into Syria. They're still trying to ramp up that war in Syria, folks. They haven't given that up. Not for that. I don't want a war in Syria. Can we stop having wars in the Middle East, please? That would be great.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars.com/show. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, Eric Swalwell is basically a walking puppet boy meme. A pathetic sad sack piece of crap. I'm sorry. The guy's just ridiculous, man. I just want to say, to all the phone, people on the phone right now, please be patient. Please hold. I promise I'm going to take all of your calls in the third hour, but Tyler Nixon joins me now. Tyler. So Eric Swalwell, this piece of human feces.
Piece of shif
with an F for our terrestrial radio out there before you call the FCC on us. So Eric Swalwell just finished up a segment on Cavuto. You know, he continues with the same lies that he always puts out that we can expect. Then he goes on Twitter and he says this, and I'm serious. I would get in a ring. I would pay to get in a boxing ring with Eric Swalwell, and I'll have both my hands tied behind my back, and I'd gladly take however many punches Swalwell can deliver to the face just for one chance to headbutt him. Just for one chance. It would be such, it'd be so great.
You
but anyway.
You could have your brain tied behind your back and still beat him.
I think that's how Swalwell lives his life. But he puts this out. He says, Cavuto asked if Donald Trump wanted to see kids suffer. Swalwell said he did. Even though he said the exact opposite and then was the only one that signed a bill to stop it. Then Swalwell says, how did he not? It was his policy to separate them from their parents. It was his policy that put them in cages. I mean, this is an outright lie, Tyler. There is no policy. They all say policy, policy. Not one of them cites the policy, Tyler. I mean, this is incredible that they would lie and expect people to believe them.
Yeah, there's a term that is called sophistry. And it's basically, you know, the Latin root is to mean sophisticate things needlessly, to make arguments that are mundane, that are, I mean, first of all, Schiff is the master of this. I mean, I've never seen a more fluidly, deceitful yet smooth talking. I mean, besides Obama, of course, but you know, for the type of thing Schiff's doing, presenting this information, but Swalwell is like the junior grade version of Schiff. He is just, I mean, this is a man who, you know, and just know this is exactly what he proposed. he's so caught up in the sort of Orwellian statist mindset that he's actually introduced legislation in response to the hoax that he and Schiff and the Democrats have perpetrated. So in other words, this didn't really happen anything close to the way they say it, right? As far as like foreign contacts with the campaign, except of course for the Clinton campaign. But as far as Trump goes, Swalwell has said he will introduce legislation to basically make it a federal crime not to report when you are either a candidate or, you know, a key principal in a campaign, not to report foreign contact with your campaign, you know, like soliciting, trying to basically sell you information. What happened to Roger Stone, frankly? You know, he had, of course, in this case, though, I firmly believe, and I've looked at the evidence, I mean, this man was a 17-year FBI informant. It's kind of like the CIA. You don't just leave that life after 17 years, and he's got a huge criminal record. How is this man in the United States? Anyway, getting off track there a little bit. But point being, though, do you realize, like, either he's a complete idiot, a complete statist, you know, or he just doesn't even comprehend the notion of unforeseen consequences, or it's purposeful. Think about that. They could send any staged stooge into a campaign. You're obligated to report it federally. It could be, I mean, there's so many ways to basically turn this into an ability of the government. And
right, because then they overwhelm you and they send they send all these agents after you, and then you're filing dozens of this paperwork. Uh-oh, one slipped through the cracks. We're sending you to jail.
And, of course, they could use it as a pretext to investigate the campaign and what is goes on in the campaign. You know, you're going to basically start doing what they do, you know, raiding campaigns like they did with Cohen, or you're going to, you know, have them under surveillance 24/7 like Roger, probably Manafort, Page, certainly, and others. I mean, this is just like we invented a hoax to cover up how we were wiretapping and spying on and surveilling a presidential candidate.
But that's all they do. That's all they do. Well, the Russian collusion, hoax, separating children at the borders, hoax. But what irks me about this, Tyler, is here they're going to lie and say Trump is separating children from their families, an outright lie, but they're gaslighting a civil war. We've had three men arrested in the last 24 hours for threatening local politicians, Republicans, and President Trump with death threats. You have a New York professor that just doxed over 1,500 ICE agents, doxing them, putting their families in danger, many of them Hispanic people. So they're gaslighting a civil war and then pointing the finger at Trump supporters saying you guys are the bad guys. I'm telling you, man.
You know, this isn't, I mean, this is
fighting words, and they know it. They are trying to start a civil war.
Yeah. And of course it will be that, you know, they're trying to push everybody to their limit. And fortunately, and I had this conversation with a friend, you know, on the right side of the equation, whatever you want to call it, conservative, libertarian, look, we're individualists. We want people to be able to live their lives just as much as we want to live our own. I believe that, you know, as Martin Luther King said, you know, justice denied to any man is a threat to justice everywhere, to paraphrase. Same goes for liberty. The expansion of the liberty of good, decent, kind people around the country, around the world, the liberation from the shackles of a statist, officious, authoritarian government, whatever form that take. There's little big brother, your local city council that I battled for years back in Wilmington, Delaware, that are like, I mean, a fascist tyranny as far as they'll just grab your car, they'll take your house, whatever. On up to the massive Leviathan surveillance police state. I want that eliminated from our culture, from our civilization, from everything. So, you know, I don't tend to adopt those. And as you know, everybody who is a patriot, a, you know, partner with us in this cause does not want to enslave and to subjugate other people. So we tend not to use those tactics, whereas our opponents are absolutely dissolute, degenerate, willing to do anything. They are amoral and many of them psychopathic, frankly. They'll do anything. You know, good has its limits. I mean, you cannot go around murdering people in the name of good. You can't basically spy on people and set them up and lie in the name of justice. I mean, it's, you know, that's unfortunately our
disadvantage. Well, no, that's it. No, see, but you just hit it on the head. Why is Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Eric Swalwell, why are they all knowingly lying? I mean, they know that this isn't Trump's policy. They know there's no policy. They know that this has been going on for years. They kept it hush under the Obama administration. Why are they just outright lying to you? Like you said, these people are psychopaths or they're blackmailed. Take your pick.
Well, you know, the problem is, and I remember this back to 1995, working for Newt Gingrich, you know, freshly installed Speaker of the House. He was Minority Whip when I started working for him. We would get calls for hours after hours on end, like every line in the congressional office and the speaker suite as well, clogged up with people screaming at us that, you know, we're going to take their Social Security away. We're going to cut this. We're going to ruin this. This was literally complete lies, just absolute lies, just brazenly used because, you know, they see it as everything is the next battle, the next hill, the war. You know, they're not looking at things. I mean, they will do anything and say anything. And it's become a way of life for largely establishment Washington. I think we still have now this core of patriots largely residing in a portion of the Republican Party and then, you know, alternative outside of the complete duopoly system. But the Democratic Party is completely and totally and thoroughly compromised. It is ideological, dogmatic. It is full of demagogues and liars. The Republicans, responded to that for years and played that game. And I think there's still some of that, but like the Boehners of the world, the sellouts, you know, they're largely on their way out. I mean, we've got a core group of patriots from, you know, Rand Paul, Justin Amash. I mean, you know, there's a bunch of them.
But, yeah, some of the new ones like Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, Devin Nunes.
Absolutely. No, and we are blessed with this. This is part of what is going to be our key ingredient to success. But I'm telling you, these people have been organized for years. They've been lying since the Clintons took office.
Well, and that's the key. Bingo. This has been going on for decades. This isn't a swap just from the Obama administration. Goes back to the Bush administration, Clinton, Bush before him, and so on. We'll be right back with Tyler on the other side. We'll ask him the question of the day. Does Tyler agree with me? We should shut down the FBI and the CIA. We'll get Tyler's answer on the other side, and then we'll go to your phone calls. Don't go anywhere.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even
Choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com/show.
All right, we've got a lot to talk about here with Tyler Nixon and just 10 minutes to do it. I want to get his take on the lawsuit filed against the Clinton Foundation, George Soros, John Podesta, Media Matters, David Brock, etc. by Gary John Byrne. I want to talk about the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is being sued as well right now by more than 60 organizations that the Southern Poverty Law Center labeled as hate groups. They're now, Southern Poverty Law Center, getting sued for that. In the meantime, the Southern Poverty Law Center got caught with more than $90 million in offshore funds. A nonprofit with more than $90 million offshore? Something seems off about that. And I want to talk about the pressure that Roger is under right now with the deep state waging a legal warfare with him. But first, Tyler, before we get to that, I say shut down the CIA and the FBI for sure. Maybe the DOJ. I guess I could debate that. But you can keep the quote unquote rank and files that are doing counterterror, stopping child sex trafficking, what have you. Delegate them to other law enforcement, local, state, what have you. But the FBI, the CIA to me are rotted from the head down. You say clear house, I say take the house down and maybe rebuild a new one in the future. But what is your take on that? Am I online here? Do you think these bureaucracies need to be shut down or no?
Well, real quick, I just want to revisit what I was going to say at the end of the segment, which is that the Clintons have been a cancer on this country and that Donald Trump's ejection of Hillary Clinton from public life may be the greatest single public service act in American history. This woman was, I mean, what they developed, what they poisoned the environment, poisoned our body politic for the last 25 years. I remember when Bill Clinton came in and what I talked about, the smear campaigns against Newt Gingrich, that was Clinton. The Clintons have been a cancer. Hopefully it's been excised now. It has its vestiges. There's some metastatic growth in things like Media Matters and all these organizations that are well funded, but largely like the core of it has been snapped. As you said, we've broken their backs, you know, and they're still sort of flopping around and they will for a long time. Getting to your point, yes, if you went back to probably one of my first appearances on InfoWars and then my radio show going back 5 years or more, out of the Kennedy assassination, I first said probably 8 or 10 years ago, the CIA should be smashed to 1,000 pieces, 1,000,000 pieces, if only in the
memories. Wasn't it JFK that even said that?
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's the one thing that we should honor that he was willing to do because they took him out before he could do it. Exactly. And I now agree with you totally as far as the FBI goes. The FBI was already compromised from the days of J. Edgar Hoover blackmailing every politician in Washington and surveilling them and doing the dirty work of Lyndon Johnson and, others, let's just say. I mean, Robert Kennedy had people wiretapped. You know, I just read an article the other day. It was about Johnson basically complaining to Everett Dirksen about Nixon trying to set a deal with the South Vietnamese during the election, you know, which is, I guess, you know, that's, you shouldn't be doing that necessarily. In other words, negotiating outside of the U.S. government with foreign powers. But at the same time, in saying this, they said Johnson had Nixon wiretapped and, you know, was recounting what he said and called it, you know, this is treason. Like, as if Johnson wiretapping Nixon is just, oh, okay, no big deal.
But wait a second, wait a second. This is so key. This is so key. So here's the story. The president, whether it be Lyndon Johnson or Barack Obama, politicizes the FBI and the CIA and then uses it as its own arm of power to spy domestically. I mean, this is bombshell. They've been doing it for decades. Trump just exposed all of it. Trump literally just exposed all of it. Obama did everything they all else did with the CIA and the FBI. Trump just exposed all of it.
And he stopped them from, you know, they would have continued to expand this. I mean, and you see the vestiges of that with Swalwell, excuse me, trying to pass a law that has an affirmative reporting requirement by federal candidates if they're approached or in a, I mean, you realize how much you could drive a leftist, you could drive a deuce and a half or a 5-ton truck full of Marxists through the loopholes and through the vagueness of such a law. It was impossible. I mean, you would have the FBI, anybody could like send in a dupe, have the FBI either say, well, you know, we found out you didn't report this. You know what I mean? How are you to determine whether it's real or not given this environment? I mean, we are dealing with people out of the Clinton, cabal that are, I mean, they infested, frankly, the FBI and the CIA. I mean, I thought there would have been we would have been able to salvage them. But the NSA, they're thoroughly sold out. When you have the directors, Clapper, you know, Comey, all these guys literally just doing the bidding of deep state, of a shadow government, of a cabal of, you know, the Clintons, frankly, at the center of it. I mean, it's telling you Republicans are, I mean, the Bushes, I guess. You know, they created this monster and it keeps getting handed around between these, amongst these elites. Well, Donald Trump isn't one of those. And
no, he's not. And that's the key. He's not in the secret societies. And again, I mentioned this and you can feel free to comment on this, the Southern Poverty Law Center suit and their offshore accounts, or you can get into the pressure that Roger's under here in the last 5 minutes. But I mean, if you're looking at a RICO case here with Byrne versus the Clinton Foundation, they're all going down, because if you can get one of them committing a crime, then they're all going to get charged with that same thing. I mean, this is quite a big match ball sitting out there. We'll see if anything happens with this. I don't know if you want to comment on that or the Southern Poverty Law Center or get right into the pressure that Roger's under, but it truly is historic these times.
I mean, literally, it's the only story I have had ready to go. So we're tracking, my friend. And by the way, you know, I want to just real quick, in case we end early, I want to wish your sister and her, you know, husband to be, you know, Godspeed, and you all have a blessed wedding celebration tomorrow.
Well, thank you so much for that. Weekend. It's actually Saturday, but yes, the rehearsal and the rehearsal dinner tomorrow. Thank you so much, Tyler.
Awesome. So this is part of lawfare. Well, excuse me. This is where we need to get real as a movement, as, you know, the Patriots movement, whatever you want to say, the anti-communist, anti-socialist, anti-statist, you know, movement in this country. We need to start using their own weapons against them. You know, it comes back to like, I don't want to leave people to live their lives as I want to be left to live mine. In this case, you know, this lawfare, these phony lawsuits, the abuse of the judicial process, the abuse of our litigation system, is rampant now. And they understand that, look, you tie up Roger Stone. I thought about the things Roger Stone could be doing in lieu of defending himself in terms of promoting, you know, an agenda that involves making America great, that involves reforming government and exposing corruption, that involves, frankly, anything else besides, you know, a complete hoax.
Yeah, Roger's had movements for equal rights for gay people. Roger's had
cannabis,
movements for legalization of marijuana, you know, but oh no, they won't let him do that.
Yeah. And that's why they hate him so much, because he's a blunt, plain-spoken, frankly, honest. You know, he's honest about who he is. Who would run around calling themselves, though it's very much tongue-in-cheek, unfortunately, they've taken it seriously, a dirty trickster? You know, I mean, look, he says, nothing I do is illegal. He uses their own tactics against them. Or he's willing to basically, not to the extent of like lying and like just outright corruption and criminality, which is what they've delved into. But so it's funny, they attack him for being like the, you know, clean version of a hardball political player. Whereas they're the really truly dirty tricksters. I mean, my God, these people are ruthless, psychopathic megalomaniacs who are willing. I mean, they're just, it's frightening, because you realize, my God, we can't reason with these people. We cannot, deal with them in a rational way. They have to be removed like cancer, just as the Clintons were. You know, Trump pulled it off, but Roger has been on that those ramparts for decades. And, you know, I think he gets short shrift from our own side very much. And of course, you know, he's the most hated and sought after prized, political target for the screeching, squealing, rapacious, deceitful Clinton left, Obama left. And now they've sicked the police state on him. So, you know, he needs your help, folks. I mean, honestly, stonedefensefund.com. I worry for Roger. I mean, Roger's in his 60s. You know, he's been doing this 40 years. I've never seen him more just burdened and haggard, and, you know, for good reason. He's running, as you said, you know, burning the candle at both ends. He's running around. He's juggling so many things. And, you know, Roger's a generous guy. You know, he comes across, like I joke with, you know, you come across like a mafia don, but, or, you know, like someone you wouldn't want to mess with. But, you know, when it comes down to it, he's a funny, you know, warm, jovial guy. I mean, but, you know, in the political world, he deals with people how they have to be dealt with, on the opposite side. And then when it comes to your own side too, to be a leader, you know, you got to break some eggs if you want to make an omelet. And he's been that. And, you know, I would just urge y'all, stonedefensefund.com, just give him some help, because, you know, the sixth and sad thing is these people that we're up against are multimillionaires, if not billionaires. They have robbed the treasury. They have set up these parasitic companies and entities and firms. They have these massive networks of, you know, interlocking, faux, progressive activist groups, and they have the media. And I thought, you know, one day I'm sitting here like, God, man, it's just, you know, small handful of patriots and some lawyers helping Roger out, you know, as much as possible. And same thing, InfoWars is just, you know, dedicated people who aren't making millions of dollars. They're not like,
well,
you know,
and let's be clear too. They use these bureaucracies against Roger. They try to set him up. They spy on him, and this is all going on.
It'll be the first political sacrifice in our history of a legitimate person. He's never.
Well,
been
and I can't even imagine if you're Roger. I mean, I, Tyler, I'm just reaching the point now where I have to get a legal team, you know, on retainer because of the attacks on me and stuff.
I'm sorry for you, Owen.
But I can't even, I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm small potatoes compared to a Roger Stone or an Alex Jones, but it's like, I can't even imagine, folks. So please support us in this lawfare. And this is the big battle right now. If we get over this obstacle, it's haymaker time, baby. All right, Tyler, thank you so much.
Thanks, Owen.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Yeah.
Making talk radio great again.
This is the War Room
with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, we've had great members of our audience waiting on hold here on the phone line. So I'm going to dedicate the rest of today's live transmission to the callers. Oh, did we lose Gabriel, guys? All right. Hopefully we can get Gabriel back. He was holding a while. He's calling in from Brazil. Much love down there to our listeners in Brazil. All right. In the meantime, let's then jump over to my home state of Missouri where Preston is calling in. Go ahead, Preston. Guys, we're on the wrong line here. There we go. All right, Preston, go ahead.
Okay. I am in complete favor of abolishing the FBI and the CIA. Could not agree more. Let's just remind the listeners here, FBI terror plot. You got the Christmas tree bomber, FBI Patsy, the shoe bomber, FBI Patsy, underwear bomber, FBI Patsy. Kurt Pascal's been on the show many times, discussed it with Alex. Matt Bracken explained on the show how FBI agents were following jihadists in Garland, Texas, encouraging them to, quote, tear up Texas for the drama Hanukkah contest. That goes on and on with the FBI. Judge Napolitano, a lot of people believe, was fired from Fox News on his show. That was a hit. It got amazing ratings for exposing that the FBI created 17 of 19 terrorist plots. The CIA, been involved with Rendition, Vault 7. As your guest Tyler said, the FBI was started by J. Edgar Hoover, who used it to personally blackmail political opponents. The CIA overthrowing elected officials in other countries and using psychological warfare against our citizens, making art ugly, MK Ultra. They helped assassinate JFK. It goes on and on and on.
How dare you? How dare you talk badly about my institutions of the CIA and the FBI? We will destroy you, Preston.
I'm sorry. I will be cucked and get back in line.
You will be destroyed by Cobra Commander running the FBI and the CIA. Do you want to be Clinton-sided?
No, I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. Please take me back into the group.
Apologize to your leaders at the FBI and CIA, unless you want to be Clinton-sided.
I am sorry. Please don't democide me like 262 million in the 20th century. Please don't.
That's right. Cobra Commander's in control now. Not you, the citizen. The FBI and the CIA will take care of you. Get in line. Get in line.
Just point the way, Master.
I tell you, though, you just call in and you just hit 10 points and it's just like bing, 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 bing. This shouldn't even be a debate. The FBI should have already been shut down. The CIA should have already been shut down.
What they've done in this election. You know what I mean? Don't even count the election. Just go through all the points of all the terrorist plots. The FBI causes these terrorist plots, then pats themselves on the back and gets a bigger budget with bonuses to their agents for stopping the terror plots that they in fact start. It's like that old saying, the government good at breaking your leg, giving you a cane, and then saying, if it weren't for me, you wouldn't be able to walk. It's the same thing. And the CIA goes back to, back to its inception right after World War II of doing dirty dealings and deplorable, horrendous stuff. I don't think we need them. And like you said, all of the agents, I'm tired of hearing about the good men and women in the FBI. I really am. The lower rank and file, I'm sure there are some. There's probably a lot. But if there were that many, if they were that honorable, that admirable, we'd have FBI and CIA whistleblowers every single day in this country exposing how corrupt and terrible they are.
And they'd organize and do it. All right, Preston, thank you so much for calling in, brother. Good to hear from you as always. A great caller. Oh, yeah, FBI caught staging terror events. CIA caught doing regime change overseas. I mean, it's fine. That's America, baby. That's America, FBI, CIA, spy on you, create terror. That's what we do, America. No, how about we shut you down and restore America?
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH.
What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Oh, this one had me rolling here in the break. Headline, NSA systematically moving all its data to the cloud. Its data? You mean our data? Your data? My data? NSA moving its data to the cloud. You mean our data that Facebook and Twitter and Google sold to the NSA? Or the data the NSA is illegally gathering via intelligence operations on the entire American people? Yeah, the NSA is systematically moving all its data. It's the NSA's data. To the cloud. To the cloud. Oh, yeah. Oh, that really is reassuring, isn't it? I feel so much safer knowing that all of our data is in one location on a cloud protected by the NSA. And I feel even more reassured that the NSA views it as their data. The NSA is daddy now. The NSA is big brother now. It's our data. It's not your data. Don't you see? It's our data. That's how they view it. You're just a slave to the NSA. They're just gathering data and it's theirs, not yours. You're just a little blip on a map that they're measuring how to map out more intricately. It's their data. You little sheeple. You thought that was your data. That's funny. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. We've got Jason calling in from New Mexico. Go ahead, Jason.
Thank you for taking my call. Always a pleasure. The caller before basically just stole my thunder, but he basically hit it. I believe that the FBI has been lawless for decades and should be dismantled, if not, like you say, just obliterated. But the way they get away with it, you and Tyler Nixon was hitting it. They apply this thing called the political question doctrine, which is the judicial principle that a court should refuse to decide an issue involving the exercise of discretionary power by the executive or the legislative branch of government. And there's been several cases where, you know, like you say, they politicize an issue, then they come out and say, oh, there's no political bias, but we're going to do political bias training. Why is that? Because you guys are applying the political question doctrine. And there's been several cases, like I say, Goldwater versus Carter in 1979, Zavosky versus Clinton in 2009, you know, but it goes all the way to the Supreme Court, and then they're like, oh, we can't hear it because either it's an exercise of the judicial office or the legislative branch. We can't even get in between it. And you're like, wait a second, they broke the law. They broke all these titles, and, you know, the way they're not going to get away with it this time because they violated Title V of United States Code, Section 7311, and basically try to strip us from our constitutional form of government. And Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, the guarantee clause, will ensure that these people go to jail this time.
Well, we'll wait and see about that, but I think it's incredible how simple one issue is that it's so obvious. I should even say it more often. Like, exactly. Oh, the FBI determines there's no bias at the FBI, but we're going to have bias training. Like, what? Okay, so there's no bias at the FBI, but you think it's an issue, so you're going to have training? You just did a 500-page report on bias in the FBI only to decide there's no bias? Like, how does the average individual not see through this?
Comey saying there's no reasonable prosecutor that will bring a case and no charges are appropriate in this case. Like, wait a second, dude. Which one is it? If he says also in our system, the prosecutors make the decisions. Well, what are you investigating, dude? If you're going to say automatically, oh, we're going to recommend to the Justice Department that they don't charge, I thought that wasn't your job. But you're not going to tell me no reasonable prosecutor would take it. Why? Because you guys are applying the political question doctrine, meaning you know a court will not even hear the case. It's criminal. All of it's criminal.
Well, and it's coming full circle now with the new case, Gary John Byrne versus the Clinton Foundation, Bill and Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, George Soros, Media Matters, David Brock, the list goes on. Again, and do you have a prosecutor that's willing to take on the devil incarnate, Hillary Clinton? Do you have a prosecutor that's willing to literally put their life on the line? Do you realize how many people, I know Jason probably realizes this, but do you realize how many people have been 24 hours away from going to court to testify on something related to the Clintons that die the day before? This is no joke. This is happening. Seth Rich, okay? John Ash, these people have died, and it just so happens that there's a connection to the Clintons and a lawsuit and a testimony. Or, I don't know, how about Hillary Clinton gets into office for the first time in a campaign because her opponent dies in a plane crash? That's called Clintonside. Thank you so much for the call, Jason. Let's jump over to Matthew in Arizona. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, I want to first off thank you guys for everything you do, man, because to be honest with you, I followed you guys when I was younger, and you guys were like the realest news media outlet for me as far as doing the truth and everything. And I got locked up on the medical marijuana game, and they released me and because they knew that nothing was going on, and I went back to your news thing. And everything going on is just so scary, you know, cause I was only for like four years, you know, dealing with that, my thing. And when they let me out, I just went straight back to you guys because.
I'm just curious. Did the government, do you have children?
I do. I have a daughter and thank God.
Did the government separate you from your children?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did the Democrats raise a fuss about you getting separated from your children and probably thousands of others?
Man, you know what? No one said anything, man, and it's a money game. We know that. We know it's a money game. It's a political game. We know that. And what's scary, this is what I wanted to talk to you guys, man. This is my first time ever calling your show. And like I said, I've just been listening. And me having a different outview on just everything going on, I live on the Arizona border right here. There's a lot of stuff that is adding up, like the superstar Kanye with his opening up and just everything going on. These music stars like Katy Perry's releasing videos like it's a new beginning. And just if you really break it down, you know, people say, oh, you're crazy for that Illuminati stuff or you're not, or the weather stuff or just the political stuff, everything going on. But here in Arizona and me getting out with this immigration thing, I'm telling you right now, there is some weird stuff going on. And I really honestly believe that this whole political thing that even I want to say you guys are an awesome media outlet. I love everything you do, Alex does. But I'm telling you, they're making moves. We know we've seen them making moves. And, like, they have this big tower, like, weather things that people claim that they're HAARP things or not. And we've known them for years. They're here in the Phoenix area, you know. But National Guard trucks are around and things to that. And like you said, I was locked up and my child was, thank God I had a family who took the responsibility, but I actually had to sign my rights away and everything. Like I lost my child, but right now I'm with my child, being a part of her life. And thank God I'm out because the whole medical marijuana game that they locked me up in the first place, they let me out and said, oh, you're cool. You know, I was a nurse, man. I was doing my nursing. I'm just telling you guys, thank God for it, because, dude, I just went on the internet to try and look up just President Trump's full speech, you know, on just one of his last newest one, and it was so hard to find, and it's just they really are.
Well, and that's another great point, Thank you for the call. Thank you for being such a loyal audience member, and God bless you and your family, Matthew. But that's another thing. It's like we don't even have enough time. Nobody else will even play the Trump clips. I mean, you get it on Fox News, and that's pretty much it. I mean, you're not going to see the actual Trump clips on any other news outlet. You're not going to hear what Trump is saying. You're not going to hear what Melania Trump did when she went and visited the kids at the border. You're not going to hear what Trump said in his speech. You're not going to see the thousands and thousands of people that go to these events. I mean, the general population doesn't understand how the media is so rigged to give them a false perception of reality. It really is amazing. But that's why InfoWars is so important. I mean, honestly, that's why we exist. That's why 10 hours a day of live programming isn't enough. We need to be 20 hours live a day. And it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a new special going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off the Immune All Sizes, Immune Gargle All Sizes combo. So it's the Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle All Sizes combo. 50% off right now. So you can use it to gargle. You can use it topically. You can use the spray for a scratchy or itchy throat. If you're a loudmouth like me, it always works. Check it out. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Fund us. We will go to the next level. If you don't have an air filter or a water filter in your home, what are you waiting for? Get to InfoWarsStore.com and see the difference in your air quality and your water quality for yourself. You make it all possible at InfoWarsStore.com, and you have our word to expand when you support us. We'll be right back.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins and the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse preglinone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, yerba mate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as Myco ZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All We're going to go right back out to the phone lines here, but I do want to hit a couple more news stories here. Again, you know, you look into what's going on with these families being separated at the border. Such a false narrative. 70% of the children show up without families. A lot of the young girls show up, even age 12, they show up with birth control because their parents send them here with birth control because many of them get raped on the journey up here. This is what we're dealing with here. Then you've got this story. Smuggler abandons 6-year-old in blazing desert heat. A Costa Rican boy, 6-year-old, was rescued by U.S. Border Patrol agents. Oh, how heartless. In the middle of the desert. And what do you think happened with that? Somebody used that kid to cross the border illegally and then ditched him as soon as they got here. Probably a gangster. But I guess I'm the heartless one. Illegal immigration cost California $23 billion annually, $89 billion for the United States of America. Boy, wouldn't you like to see some of that change? Boy, that would be something. So you had Peter Fonda say Barron Trump needs to be locked in the cage with pedophiles. You've had 3 people arrested for threatening Republicans and Trump supporters and President Trump with death threats. This is all thanks to the Democrat false narrative of children being separated at the borders. GQ magazine asked Donald Trump Jr. in an interview if he is sexually attracted to his mother. Okay, these people are totally unhinged. Now you've got a student group, this is a separate issue, telling white groups to stop calling the cops. Okay. I don't even understand the logic in this one. So, but that's fine. If, you know, you're getting robbed and you're a white person and there's a gun to your head, you better not call the cops. I mean, you know, you don't want to be ridiculous here. Oh, this is actually a pretty important news story. High Court, Supreme Court decides online shoppers can be forced to pay sales tax. So online shoppers, it looks like taxes are about to go up on you or on us. I mean, I shop online too, InfoWarsStore.com, of course. All right, let's go out to Kai calling in from Oregon. Go ahead, Kai.
Hey, Lauren. I'm calling about the Tedogate story from yesterday from InfoWars.com with Aidan Salazar.
Adan Salazar, the great Adan Salazar.
Yes. And the story talks about how there was a TEDx video uploaded to YouTube by the organization, the TED organization. TEDx is their independently organized showings.
Right, and then the girl Harrison Smith was pointing this out. The girl talking is like robotic, like autonomous. It's a really strange deal, the whole thing.
Yeah, I actually haven't seen the video. I don't want to like start screaming, but
exactly.
I could avoid listening to the horrendous things this woman says, but still get to the meat of the point. And so the article quotes her saying that we can make Jonas, being the pedophile that she's talking about, feel that he stays a valuable member of our society, although he's a pedophile. And that...
This is ridiculous.
That's ridiculous, exactly.
Yeah, you know, that serial murderer, he just really likes murdering people and eating their flesh, okay? That's what he's into. You should allow him to do that. That's what he's into. He has the right to be into murdering people and eating their flesh. Why are you stopping that way of life? How dare you?
But then if you want to own an AR-15, that's wrong.
Oh, no. And don't even think about posting on Twitter about Trump either, unless you call him a Nazi.
Yeah. It's my body, my choice with a little asterisk. And you're not allowed to own guns or, you know, get all of your wages.
But think about it. Why?
Like
Why, Kai? Why would anybody... Even if you have that thought, let's say you even feel that way in your mind, why would you ever publicly promote pedophilia? Why would you ever publicly stand up for pedophiles? I'm sorry. Are you missing a screw in your head?
I mean, you'd either have to be crazy or evil, Owen, because if you think about it, like, you're either completely wrong in the head, or you want to promote that idea, which is fundamentally the abuse of children, and the abuse of children is fundamentally evil. So you'd have to either be evil or stupid or crazy. But
well, that's what a lot of these people are into, and that's no joke. And it's sad, but the truth of the matter is, honestly, I mean, honestly, there's so much dark energy, and so many people don't know how to deal with it, and they become so severely depressed and miserable. Their only outlet, their only salvation is to hate other people and to try to make them as miserable as they are. That is honestly a lot of what's going on at the lower levels of the dregs of society. Thank you so much for the call, Kai. Let's jump over to Mark calling in from Amarillo, Texas by morning. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, what's up there? I say this is, there's no question that the FBI and the CIA should have been disbanded. They should have been disbanded a long time ago. Now, I just got a couple of things I want to tell you. Okay, first of all, I have some law enforcement experience and some correctional experience in both New York and Texas. Okay? I'm telling you right now, I've put together both Vegas, pretty much put together both Vegas and Florida, what happened in a shooting in Florida. And both, I believe, the FBI was not only involved, I believe they actually ordered it. They actually had it. They had two crooked sheriffs in both places. You have Lombardo in Vegas, and you had Israel in Florida. You know the FBI had dirt in these guys, and they basically told them, you do exactly what we tell you. You keep your, you know, you do not arrest people like Cruz and whoever else until we have our own uses for them. And then when everything went down, the FBI then told Israel and they told the other idiot, Dale Lombardo, to stand down.
Okay? Yeah. And what do we know here, though? Let's be clear here, Mark. What do we know some facts that back up what you're saying. For example, the FBI was aware of Nicholas Cruz multiple times. Did nothing, stood down, even allowed him to purchase a weapon. The FBI basically took over the entire Vegas shooting investigation, shoved Israel aside, whatever you think about
Lombardo.
Him. Lombardo, thank you. Whatever you think about him, regardless, because you could see in the press conferences, he was cucked. He was told, you don't do anything.
Did you see Agent Rouse the way he looked at him?
FBI Agent Ruse. I call him Agent Ruse because the whole thing was a ruse.
Yeah. There's one other thing, though, Owen. I just want to say one kind of a bone I got to pick with you guys at InfoWars, and that's Wolfgang Halbig. And that's what I call Sandy Hoax. And it was definitely a thing. Again, Wolfgang has not only law enforcement experience, he's an educated, very...
Well, hold on a second. I understand. I'm not trying to cut you off here, but I've tried to reach out to Wolfgang Halbig. I can't get... I never hear back from him. So, I don't know if we lost Mark.
I really respect this man, huh?
No. I agree. I'm not disagreeing. Obviously, you understand why the whole Sandy Hook thing is... become what it is. But as far as Halbig is concerned, I mean, we never stop trying to reach
Choose
out.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you
the info warriors across the planet that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Infowars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're going to go back out to the phone lines real quick. Let me crunch through the rest of these headlines. Rats break into ATM, munch through $18,000 in cash. This is actually an amazing personification of Democrats. It might as well say, Democrats break into the United States government, munch through $1,800 billion in cash. Because that's basically what they do anytime their policies get through. Okay, I digress. Blood, sweat, and accessories. Artist recycles bodily fluids for fashion. This is a real story. Apparently now in London, your blood, your sweat, and your bodily excrement is now considered fashionable. Hey, somebody want to come in here and bust my nose open so I can have a bloody shirt? We'll call it high fashion. Yeah. Oh, am I bleeding yet? Hey, high fashion, bro. Portland liberal activist Micah Rhodes pleads guilty in second sex abuse case. This is a big time liberal activist on the streets, Occupy Portland, and now pleads guilty to his second sex abuse case. Boy, real good leader there for the liberal street activist. Oh, this is so rich. Matt Lauer can keep his New Zealand ranch despite inquiry into contact. This is actually incredible. For multiple reasons. One, the only way Matt Lauer is able to buy this land in New Zealand is he has to pass, we'll call it a character exam. Okay, so they say you're a good enough character, we'll let you buy the land. Then they had the inquiry. They find out about all the activity that went on with Matt Lauer, Rat Lauer at NBC. He was the one with the button for the door, right? Where he could lock the women in the room with the door. And then they still decide, despite all that, he can keep his $16,000 or 1600 acre ranch in New Zealand, folks. But here's the little sprinkles on top. InfoWars and others have been telling you the elites have escape shelters in New Zealand. They all have thousands and thousands of acres in New Zealand and all over the world to escape from America when it collapses. Matt Lauer knew it. He was one of them. Plug it into Google right now. Elites have secret bunkers in New Zealand. Elites buying secret layers around the world. They've been doing this forever. Even the media knew it. So Matt Lauer and NBC will call Alex Jones crazy for reporting elites buying up huge swaths of land overseas. There it is. Why Silicon Valley billionaires are preparing for the apocalypse in New Zealand. It's not just Silicon Valley. The media knows it's going on. Rat Lauer knew it was going on. 16,000 acres in New Zealand for Rat Lauer. He was ready to sell the country down the drain, watch it burn, and then fly away. All right, final story. I'll go back out to the phone lines. Apologies to the crew. I yelled at him all week. Oh, future Star Wars story spinoffs on hold at Lucasfilm. Does Lucasfilm listen to the War Room? Remember what I said about a month ago? I said if Star Wars and Disney were smart, they would quit making these spinoffs and stick to the main story. Otherwise, they're going to kill the brand. Looks like they got the message. All right, final phone calls for the day. Let's go to Dennis in Kentucky. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Owen, can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear. Go ahead.
All right, check this out. You are honestly 100% correct. If we was to break up the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, the NSA, and various other groups that we have doing so-called whatever they're thinking they're doing, and send them right back home, send all those folks back to their hometowns, that would force all law enforcement to talk to each other from state to state.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. It would decompartmentalize all of the structure.
Everybody.
And just to go off on a bit of a tangent, beyond the CIA and the FBI buildings, you know, costing the U.S. taxpayer billions of dollars a year, think about this. The UN has some of the most luxurious buildings, most expensive real estate in New York, okay? And the UN is going to sit here and virtue signal the United States about not taking in children. Why doesn't the UN donate its million-dollar real estate, beautiful building in New York City, to these children? You know why? Because the UN is a bunch of frauds. That's why.
In actuality, the UN is a lot more than just a bunch of frauds. They are the perpetuators of what's happening in America right now.
I want to kick the UN out. Kick the UN out!
Yeah, I don't even understand how any president of the United States can abide by any kind of UN sanction or rules or anything.
Well, hey, look at what Trump has done. Trump hit the UN as soon as he got in office. He's pulled funding from the UN. We just got out of the UN, council that's totally ridiculous, run by Saudi Arabia. So we're moving in the right direction.
Of course we are, because we have a real solid Joe as president. That's the whole problem with the establishment. They didn't want someone on the outside. Trump has been watching these people for 50 years. 50 years he's been sitting
was
back
it
and
you,
looking
Dennis,
at everybody.
Dennis, was it you that called into the Alex Jones show and made this exact point? Donald Trump has had a front row seat to all of this corruption for 50 years. He has the real dossier on what they've been up to. He knows all of it. Just look at his tweets going back 10 years. Look at the interviews he did in the 80s and 90s. He knows about the pedophiles. He knows about the child sex trafficking. He knows about the bad trade deals. He knows about selling America down the drain. He knows about all of it.
Who do you think was getting hit by and had to sit here and say, I have to pay this because you guys want to do this filthy, unnatural, unholy act? No.
Well, and I'll say this, too.
I'll
say this, too, because Trump was hitting on this last night about companies bringing their businesses back to America from Mexico or overseas. You know, Trump, I think, this is a fair ridicule that the liberals have for some reason abandoned. Trump still has a lot of his manufacturing overseas. And I understand why business people do that. They don't pay the high taxes. They get cheaper labor and all that stuff. But I think Trump could make major headway if he brought his own companies back to America.
I'm not saying that he in actuality, you are correct. And it would do even greater damage to these so-called liberals out here. I just call them whatever you want to call them because they can't even formulate a sentence. But if he was to do that and put them in Democratic areas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like the inner cities that have been destroyed by Democrat policies that send manufacturing out of states, like St. Louis, like Baltimore. Those are two cities that are dying right now for manufacturing to return.
And that's my whole point, because what's about to happen right now is that InfoWars has been doing such a great job in doing what they're doing. If you're not drinking your water filtered, go get you a ProPure King. It is the best thing that you can possibly do. It makes your coffee taste different. It makes everything
right?
that you do with water cooking-wise.
Yeah, anything, like if you cook pasta, like I like making pasta, it tastes different. You don't, just boiling the clean water is so much better for you. So you have the ProPure, Dennis?
Yes, sir, ProPure King.
Doesn't it actually blow your mind? Doesn't it actually blow your mind how good it is?
It's beyond that. It's the taste. You can actually taste the difference. If you're not filtering your water, I really feel sorry for you. Because mm-hmm. they're giving you whatever you think, and you don't even know what you're taking in your body.
I mean, for the children, get the children filtered water. They're the ones that need to not have their brains being messed with the fluoride and all the atrazine and all the chemicals. Man, filter your water for your kids.
I got 5 of them. They go to school. I tell them do not drink the water that comes out the faucet. They take a thermos with and so you know if you do get that ProPure King and you filter your water and you freeze it, you will have real ice. It doesn't melt.
Again, another point. Yeah, get your ice with filtered water. You don't even think about how they get the water into all these different things. It's amazing, Dennis. Thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, I'm telling you, take advantage. I'm signing off. Savannah Hernandez takes over in the next segment. I've got to take off. You stay classy, InfoWarriors. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll see you next week.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first. Just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new
natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Gays thrown off buildings, sir.
Do I want gays thrown off buildings?
Yeah.
Of course not.
All right, then. So you're against Islamic migrants coming in and implementing Sharia law. You're against women dancing around in trash bags in the street.
You know, you're assuming that every Islamic person wants to throw gays off rooftops?
No, but that's the law. If you look at Sharia law, Sharia
says there's a law that says every gay should be thrown off a rooftop.
For InfoWars.com.
And this is Rex Jones reporting for InfoWars.com.
And we're out here today on the streets of Austin to ask people what they think about immigration policy in America today.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we claim to be the greatest country and we, you know, we used to, you know, go to other countries just to help them, right? But these are children living here, right? And, you know, it's no fault of their own, so, but they're the ones being punished, you know? And, you know, you split them away from the families, and they're at a young age. And I guess there are a few of them here who came over by themselves. But, you know, like, that's not a living conditions. Like, you know what I'm saying? Especially with, like, the fence. You know, it's like, one, you know, if, like, during emergencies, the Red Cross will have, like, an open gym or, like, a high school gym or a big center, and it'll have kind of mass beds, but at the same time, it's not, like, caged in, you know? It's more of a welcoming thing, you know?
Absolutely.
Like a welcoming short-term type deal.
I mean, it's horrifying, but I also heard on NPR that it's been going on for
you know, since Bill Clinton that we have this policy. It was never enforced. So I think there's a lot of information and probably misinformation out there that we need to probably learn about. But it's terrible. And I don't think, like, Trump's response yesterday solves it, just detaining the whole family in a camp. I think we need a new immigration policy.
I mean, look at these pictures. Children in cages. In the next picture, we have children sleeping with tinfoil blankets. This is absolutely ridiculous, right?
I mean, a lot of people are, you know, I guess comparing it to, you know, Hitler's concentration camps. I don't think we need to go that far as taking it like that, but that is just not the way to treat children whose parents are being ripped apart from them. But I guess it's just, you know, it goes down to the voters, and it goes down to, you know, reaching out to your representatives, to your senators, and actually being a part of the democratic system.
I think that's terrible. Just knowing that they're in those situations, they're being treated like dogs. That looks like an animal shelter. I honestly feel like human beings shouldn't be treated like that. I believe every human being are unique in their own way, and I feel like every human being should be treated like any other person. So I feel like that's very unfair, and I don't believe they should be treated in that manner.
So what if I told you these pictures are actually from the 2014 Obama administration? So this is actually, yeah, this has been happening for a couple years now. But for some reason, the media just decided to report on this now. What do you think?
That's interesting. If anything, you can't just blame one person. Obama is only one man. I think you have to hold.
But I mean, everyone's blaming President Trump right now for this.
You're right, but in all honesty, it's not just Donald Trump. You know, it takes a village, and it definitely is not just one person. So obviously one man can't be the cause of everyone, of the actions that's going on throughout the world. But in all honesty, it just takes more than one person to make a difference.
Doesn't look good at all, and I don't think he should. We should be separating children from their parents.
Well, really quick, sir, what if I told you these are actually pictures from the Obama administration?
Then I don't like that either.
Everything is politicized, and everything is a weapon. I think the reason why it's coming up now is people don't like Trump, and that makes sense because he said a lot of things that are pretty crazy, and I think that's why they don't like him. I think it's a convenient weapon to criticize him, and that's just how it is. And I mean, if it was Obama, the conservatives would be using this against him. So
what do you think about Trump's position on immigration?
Oh man, it's making my life hard, man. My wife's a dreamer, and we're like pressed for time because you know, it's not her fault that she's here, man. You know, she's just here trying to live, trying to do things. She does everything. She follows the law more than I do. She's a good person, man. She works hard, and she works for the state. And that's at risk right now. So if we don't work hard to get her papers solidified, make it concrete, well, then it's going to break our family apart. We have kids. We're a lot dependent on whether or not we can get that paperwork going quick enough. It's expensive. You know, we get married, and that's just the first step. That's the first hurdle. But it costs money, too. And that's money we got to get together. So it's making my life hard right now.
What do you think about the immigration policy in our country right now under President Trump?
I can tell you he doesn't have one. He's just playing it by his own ear, his forefather's ears. If I were him, I'd seek out another job because he's a temporary employee like the rest of us.
All right. So these pictures have been surfacing in the media a lot about the children in the detention centers. You know, they're in chain link fences. They got foil blankets
that
on them.
That should have happened. When they did what they were doing at Guantanamo, they should have let people know what's going on there. That woman that died got shot in the head. It takes a talented eye to shoot for mass, and it takes an even better eye to shoot for someone's head.
Right. Going back to this, though, do you think that this is solely President Trump's fault?
Oh, of course it's his fault.
All right.
He could change policy anytime he wants to, but instead he's busy blowing up Twitter with BS.
What if I told you that these are from the 2014 Obama administration?
You know what? He had people up under him. He had plenty of people up under him. You can't go for the mountain when you got all the ground below you.
But you're saying that this is all Trump's fault, but this has been going on since Bill Clinton.
But you know what? This is what I'm saying to you today. It can't happen what happened back then. You take care of what's current. The current is that the current administration could take care of this in a snap.
Well, just the whole concept of shutting down our borders from people that need our help is repulsive to me.
But we're not shutting down our borders. We're just stopping illegal immigration into our country.
We need illegal immigrants in our country.
Why? I mean, okay.
We need to be compassionate to people that need our help. It's a unique problem that has to be dealt with. I understand that. But at the same point in time, the zero tolerance policy is unacceptable.
Did you know that there's been a 310% increase in the number of human trafficking victims coming from the border into our country?
Human trafficking?
Yes. People are coming from the border. In many cases, the parents of the children coming from the border aren't necessarily the real parents of the children at all, and they don't have documentation proving that they are their kids.
It's kind of like the welfare system. Just because some people abuse it doesn't mean you shut the whole thing down.
There's something that bothered me after I left, man. Like these pictures right here, that's good. I'm glad you're out here showing people, and you're making it apparent for people. But don't bullshit with people. Like, if you're going to show these pictures, lead with, hey, these are some Obama-era pictures. I don't know where this is at. They don't have any context with them.
But the point that I was trying to make, sir, is that
the
mainstream media is trying to demonize Trump a lot. They're trying to equate those to Trump. Nobody wants to talk about Bill Clinton or Obama. I'm not trying to trip people up. I'm trying to show people that the mainstream media is very biased, and they're trying to make Trump look a specific way.
That's perfectly fine. But don't try to trip people up. If you want to tell people that these are Obama pictures, Obama-era pictures, just lead with that. Don't try to trip people up.
We met a lot of interesting people today. True intellectuals, I would say. People that wanted our borders open to Islamic terrorism and people that just wanted to hate Trump. Now, I'm not a genius, but I have to say, those people don't have a brain between their two ears. I'm Rex Jones, reporting for InfoWars.com.
ExtendoWise, the latest product from InfoWarsLife.com, fuses all the known compounds that have been proven to be good for our hearts and cardiovascular system. And listen, everybody's got a heart. Well, actually, maybe Hillary and George Soros don't, but everybody else has a heart, and this product is amazing. So, if you have a heart, and you want the very best product out there that's designed to aid a healthy heart and cardiovascular system, it's ExtendoWise, available at InfoWarsLife.com. And like all of our products are game changers, this baby is the most souped up, awesome version the top formulators can come up with and still be affordable. It's one of the very best heart pills out there. It's ExtendoWise. So get some for yourself and family and friends. It's got the very best fish oil from the fjords. It's very, very pure, very, very clean, and has the EPA tight.